broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt starts now. This is the broadcast for September the 12th in the year of our Lord, 2018. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide, and absolutely we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. We reject revolution. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. We normally have our recap, and you know what? I'll get to that later in the broadcast. For now, though, we want to just jump right into it. Kurt Crosby's with us. Welcome to the broadcast, sir. All right, Kurt might be having a little bit of connectivity issues. I know he's been having trouble with the internet. He's got someone coming out to look at the connection here soon. So hopefully we'll get Kurt back here in a little bit. Meanwhile, though, we got Larry Pratt, gunowners.org, a well-known guest on Liberty Roundtable Live and more. Welcome back, sir.
Good to be with you, Sam. Thanks so much.
All right, headline. This is a headline that's been around for a little bit, but I wanted to highlight it because it's critical for people to know. NPR, over 66% of claimed shootings never happened. And it turned out that NPR examined the U.S. Education Department study and discovered that over 66% of reported school shootings for 2015-2016 never actually occurred. They claim there was nearly 240 schools which reported at least one incident involving a school-related shooting. But NPR contacted schools and districts, and they were able to substantiate that, 168 of them never even happened? No, 161 never even happened. They verified that something did occur in four instances, but it didn't meet the, quote, government's parameters for a shooting. Moreover, they received no response regarding 25% of the Education Department's reported school shootings. Now, this is NPR. They're not super friendly. But nevertheless, the truth shall come out. This is substantial, Larry.
It's very interesting, and it, I think, tends to confirm what we had been seeing when people started looking into the weeds of some of these claims, that a, quote, shooting might have been on the corner many yards away from the school building at 1 in the morning when a gangbanger took a shot at another gangbanger. And that ended up being a school shooting. It might have even been that nobody was hit. It was just some discharge of a firearm of that sort, and that got scored. And so the impression was that there were all these mass murders that were taking place, and that just wasn't what was happening. So
now these mainstream press thugs like to tell you Donald, you know, gets everything wrong and reports things that are fake and false and everything else. This is huge, though, because there's been debate after debate after debate after debate where they rely on those statistics. And if you challenge them, they literally mock you as if you're uninformed. You don't get a chance to explain yourself. They shut you down. And, well, because he who owns the media makes the rules, they hold the upper hand, Larry.
They do to some extent, that's for sure. And it's been a real problem in our country.
Now, it takes a savvy person like you, though, that can research the statistics and roll out details enough to where they don't dare contradict you. Most people, though, understand the point but don't have the details to back it up, and so they get kind of drive-by media, if you will, and then it gets manipulated wrong. But they know full well it's fake news.
Well, and there are enough alternative sources of information now. There's One America News that's even on my local cable system that is an overtly conservative national news broadcast. And they routinely take issue with what we now call the fake news that's being put out by the old media. Their monopoly is beginning to loosen the grip that they've had with that monopoly, and I think it's we're hardly in the promised land, and we have a long way to go. But nevertheless, they're having to look over their shoulder, and it makes them kind of peevish. They really don't like it, and they start calling names when they realize that they don't have that monopoly anymore. And we know when what they're telling us. Increasingly, we know that what they're telling us is just nonsense. Sometimes we don't know enough to know exactly what they told us that was wrong, but increasingly we know enough from what we've seen already that the latest preposterous claim, well, I'll believe it when I have it confirmed.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. We got a big battle on our hands, but when NPR reports this, it's huge. 66% aren't even factual details. And believe it or not, the ACLU didn't believe NPR, so they went and dug in. ACLU of Southern California, and they found out a similar deal. Most of this stuff is fake and not reported properly and doesn't rise to the standard, quote, the government has set. Now, I'm not sure why we rely on a standard the government has set in the first place. Nevertheless, these are the liberalist of groups, Larry.
It is, and I'm just looking at a headline right now that Eric Holder had unleashed his anger at President Trump on the 9/11 anniversary and said that Trump was just doing a terrible job, that he hadn't been pushing for gun control, and that was what we needed. Eric Holder better watch out, because I don't think he can behave with impunity the way he might have in the past. Eric Holder calling for gun control. Eric Holder, whose Justice Department presided over the giving of illegal guns, selling of illegal guns to the Mexican cartels, and resulting in some 2,000 people that we know of getting murdered with the guns that Eric Holder, Department of Justice, Attorney General, put into the hands of the Mexican cartel. He's going to lecture us. Hey, Eric, it's a new day. We know what you did, pal.
But where's Donald to do something about it, though? Where's Jeff Sessions? Where? I mean, I don't understand why nothing's happened. Nothing.
Well, Jeff Sessions just seems to be a guy that is permanently AWOL. I'm somewhat surprised by him. He was in the Senate. He was a rather conservative member of the Senate. But now that I look back, I realize that he was no Senator Cotton or Senator Cruz, who was taking point and trying to make things happen. Just kind of there. So in any case, we know these things now, and we can take issue with sanctimonious proclamations from people like Eric Holder. We got you, pal. We know what you did. There's blood on your hands, pal. Just from Fast and Furious, something that you intentionally made to happen. And when his head of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives was shown weekly reports of what was happening with Fast and Furious and the rising death toll, murder toll that was taking place along our border, often just inside Mexico, but because of guns that we had supplied to the Mexican cartel, as that murder rate was going up, because it was seen as something useful in trying to wedge for gun control here in the United States, the head of the ATF at the time, Melman, would look at those data and say, good. Dead people piled up from his guns. Good. Wow. You got to be some kind of heartless guy with cold water in your veins.
How does that work with gun-free zones, by the way?
It worked beautifully, and it still does. It's the criminal's happy place. Oh, a gun-free zone. Hot diggity. Let's go.
You know, it's a shame, ladies and gentlemen, because, and that's one thing Donald could do instantly, though. He could get rid of gun-free zones all over the country. Research everywhere shows that it would be safer, because the good guys would be able to stop the bad guys that way. I mean, even today, every time a bad guy goes berserk with a gun, it's the good guys that have guns that stop it, whether it be a citizen, whether it be open carry, concealed carry, constitutional carry, whatever you want to say. It's the cops, an off-duty person. It doesn't matter. When a good guy has a gun, the bad stuff stops every time.
It even if the good guy is not able to get off a shot, but the bad guy sees the gun, or if the good guy misses, but the bad guy hears the shot and decides that this isn't what he signed up for, it almost always brings an end to the bad situation. And it's so automatic. It just happens every time. That you've really got to wonder what it is that people are thinking who don't want self-defense to be as available as possible. Not everybody is going to be trained in martial arts. And even somebody trained in martial arts is probably not going to do as well against a guy with a 9mm maybe we would see in the movies. The movies make it look like sometimes things are really easy to make happen. And in the real world, the guy with that 9mm has the upper hand, if you will.
All right, Rand Paul says that we would have followed his gun advice. Hey, we wouldn't have the problems. We'll talk about that. Rand Paul standing up pretty good. I want to know where it's going to be in November. They say the Democrats are going to take over. Are we going to be in trouble on this one? Second Amendment questions. Larry Pratt in seconds. Gunowners.org.
We fought. We learned. We struggled.
We won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Now, Mr. and Mrs. Sir Galahad, what seems to be the problem?
Well, it's just not working.
She's been very unrealistic.
Really?
Ever since he rescued me from the dragon, we've been drifting apart.
That's not true.
We were supposed to live happily ever after.
Now, this isn't a fairy tale.
At first, he was gallant and chivalrous, opening doors for me, holding my chair, taking my arm.
All right, I'm not as young as I used to be.
He simply isn't the man who swept me off my feet.
Well, you're not as young as you used to be.
Mr. Sir Galahad, maybe if you started by just holding Mrs. Sir Galahad's hand when you're together.
Really?
Yes, try it.
Okay.
All right.
Go on, take her hand.
Careful, little oil.
Marriage. You're never too far apart when you're still holding hands. From your neighbors, The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Now, look into each other's eyes. That's right. Raise your visor.
Oh, they're blue, dear.
Yeah.
For more tips on strengthening your marriage, visit family.mormon.org.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby, Larry Pratt, gunowners.org. I'm a lifetime member. Highly recommend you become one as well. So Rand Paul says his gun proposal might have stopped Orlando. What are we talking about? We're talking about Rand Paul says the idea is this. Hey, the guy in the Orlando thing wasn't even on the watch list. But if you've been investigated by the FBI, that your file would remain open for 5 years and that you would remain on the terror watch list. He says that would have made a difference. What do you think of that proposal, Larry?
Well, I have mixed emotions. I think he's right when you look at it just from that set of facts. But the terror watch list is problematic because we don't know how people get their name placed on that list. And if they do, they don't know that they're they don't necessarily know that they're on the list. And people that have gotten placed on the list have had a devil of a time getting their name off the list if it shouldn't have been there. You may want to have a discussion about it, but Senator Ted Kennedy had his name placed on a no-fly list. And he went to the airport one time here in Washington, D.C., I think it was, and he was told he couldn't get on the plane because he was on the no-fly list. So how did that happen? It took him weeks, a U.S. senator with all kinds of staff.
Weeks to get off there. It's crazy.
Bureaucrats making calls couldn't get his name off the list.
Now, here's the point. I agree with you on the list, and that's a problem that the government should be able to create such a list in the first place on one hand, especially when it relates to domestic people. On the other hand, you know what? They do have a right to defend this nation. And if they have a list of folks internationally that they believe could breach our security and cause a problem. So to some degree, it's debatable about the list. The reason I think Rand is focusing on this, though, is because his point is this shouldn't even be controversial. Who can disagree with this? And even though it might not be the best solution, some of our discussions need to be incremental in nature. And I'll give you an example. I simply think the Education Department should be shut down. It's the 10th plank of the Communist Manifesto. It's evil as all get out. There's just zero value there. However, that's not going to happen. So if people say, hey, we got to have school choice. All right, you know what? I agree. It's not my solution, but it's better than, okay, well, this is kind of the same scenario. It isn't the choice that I would make. Nevertheless, I can't disagree with Rand's point. They won't even consider his proposal, though.
No, and you certainly don't have the civil libertarian concerns that I was expressing when you're talking about somebody who's not in the United States, and is not a citizen of the United States. Then if they get their name on a list, well, sorry, maybe it was done incorrectly, but you don't have the rights that an American citizen has, or even somebody living in the United States. So that does set up a definitely different situation. And a lot of that terrorist watch list, hopefully, is focusing on guys in Yemen who have been doing all kinds of bad things, and we somehow learned who some of them are, put them on a list. Well, good. That works for me.
Well, here's another kind of companion headline, if you will. Judge Napolitano just came out on TV on Fox and said the existence of a FISA court means no scrutiny and no transparency for the federal government. And I think this backs into the same kind of discussion because it's a lot of this FISA court stuff that takes it out of the limelight for a discussion. We need transparency. We need accountability. We need to have a situation where, hey, we can have scrutiny. And that's kind of the problem. When you create a watch list like this and then there's a FISA court, those things together mean the government really has become above the law. But yet we can't stop criminals because we won't listen to Rand's point, right?
Exactly. There's a willingness to tolerate criminals, and also a willingness to stick it to the average citizen. These are getting pretty close to some of the complaints that the American colonists had about the Brits, where there would be courts run. It would be back in London in those days. What would that have been? Maybe 4 to 5 weeks away by boat, if they even found out that there was a trial going on. Getting over there would be basically a back and forth, a two-month trip plus the time over there. It would be impossible to, for practical purposes for a farmer in Massachusetts to contest some edict from a British court. And those were the kinds of things that got people right excited. And understandably. Now, we don't have that same set of facts necessarily. We're talking about, or we shouldn't. We should have enough transparency to know how you get your name on and how you can get your name off. I would say we ought to keep the Senator Kennedy example in mind. And it's happened, by the way, to other congressmen. I just used his name because most of us know who he was. So we've got to be very careful that we don't go willy-nilly into a police state in the name of fighting terrorists who are terrible people and need to be gunned down in the street and left to die there like dogs, and the rest of us who are Americans entitled to the benefits of a due process system which has made America different from every other country in the world. It's why we're exceptional, why we are still, in spite of all of our troubles, we're the best country in the world.
Amen to that by far. However, I just find this situation where we're not going to deal with criminals. We're going to let Operation Fast and Furious have literally zero accountability or ramifications for the abuse, arming the cartels, some of the most dangerous people in the world. But we do that all around the world. We arm and train and fund terrorists as it is everywhere. It's the good guy today that we're stopping the worst guy, but then the good guy today becomes the worst guy tomorrow, and there's another good guy to fund and train and arm, kind of an attitude.
And you touched on it just now. Nobody has been put in jail as a result of Fast and Furious. People died. People were murdered. People were the subject of those kinds of crimes. And our government knowingly participated in that, was actually looking for increase in violent crime as a result of the program, because they were going to use that to point to the need, quote-unquote, for gun control, and the only way to control this problem would be to have more gun control and to fight this terrible crime epidemic that's going on our southern border. And Sam, I've been around long enough, I remember those were exactly the kinds of comments that were coming out of the Obama administration. It takes a special kind of person to set up a murder incorporated system and then to complain piously about the need to control crime.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is a problem. And I think this is a serious issue. I think that the governments around the world are incrementally pushing gun control on the rest of us, while they literally use the FISA courts to spy on and attack all of us. And then it's secret because it's a FISA court. It's not a normal court where you get a jury of your peers or anything like that. Okay? While NPR blows the whistle on the mainstream press telling lies about how many shootings are in America, so they literally ratchet up those numbers dishonestly. Then they have the FISA courts to literally kind of trap you and et cetera. All right. While that's going on, though, Joel Wolverton over at The New American did a great job. He wrote a column just recently in 2018, a few months ago, that said U.S. promises full implementation of the U.N. gun control agreement. Joel Wolverton, TheNewAmerican.com. And he talks about this international, literal global cartel to create a global database where member nations would basically keep this database to literally track gun control around the world. And they're backing into this, and Donald's doing nothing about it, but they even affirm that they're going to move forward with it under Donald's watch clearly. You can't say it's been 2 months and he hasn't had time to get to it yet. He's been here for almost 2 years, and literally we've seen nothing to shut this down and stop it. Rand Paul has been speaking out saying, hey, we better be cognizant of this, because while we think it's peaceful on the home front, internationally the balls are rolling for gun control, but only taking gun from the good guys.
Yeah, it's something that isn't getting the attention. I think that's a very good point, and we should be concerned that these kinds of things can happen under the radar, and all the more that somebody can, quote, have a trial. And it's exactly the kind of secret court that we went to war against the British for subjecting us to here in America. As the saying has it, if we forget our history, we're bound to repeat it.
I pray you're wrong, but predict you're right. Now, this tidbit from the story that Joe Wolverton writes really sends chills down your spine. Here it is. The delegates, including those from the United States, presented a plan. They've agreed to implement domestic legal frameworks that will provide for the proper management of small arms and light weapon stockpiles. Let's talk about that.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Can a nation conceived in liberty carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens? Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator? As a physician, I have looked into the eyes of one-pound babies. I have cradled their small bodies in the palm of one hand. I defy those who are careless, who would disregard life and look at these tiny little miracles and say, we're not going to protect that.
But I believe there will come a time when we are all judged on whether or not we took a stand in defense of all life from the moment of conception until our last natural breath. One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
All right, man. Larry Pratt with us, gunowners.org, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about this international gun treaty, UN arms treaty, small arms treaty, whatever you want to call it. And they began developing legal domestic frameworks. That means in every country, they kind of go into their internal legal domestic frameworks. And they say that will provide for the proper management of small arms and light weapon stockpiles. Now, I don't even know what that means except to say, you know what? The average Joe might have one of those. You might have one of those. What's a stockpile? It's kind of like how they define waterways in the United Nations documents and stuff like that. I mean, you stumble across a puddle in your yard, and buddy, that's a waterway. Okay? And I'm just telling you right now, this is disaster in the making, and I don't think that anybody really has a finger on it. New American does. We do at Liberty Roundtable Live. Gun Owners does. But nobody's talking about this. Rand Paul is. He's the only senator that I know that's even spoke out about it. But this is serious business because they'll back right into this. It's happening right on Donald's watch with his representatives literally agreeing to this, Larry.
Well, the best face I can put on it is that there are so many things that were being done wrong by the previous administration that the president, Trump, just hasn't gotten all the way through his list. I know that when he got to the White House after walking down Pennsylvania Avenue the day of his inauguration, he began repealing some 200 executive orders right away. It's almost as if he had the list in his pocket. That's probably an old-fashioned reference. He probably had it on a handheld device, an Apple phone or something like that. But he had a list, and he started immediately repealing executive orders, some 200 of them. Well, that was a beginning, but that was hardly all that needed to be done. And I think what you and I are talking about is the fact that there's still more to go.
Absolutely right. And let me be very clear. This is not an attack of Donald Trump or a suggest that he's part of it. This is really a plea to raise the warning flag or the warning, you know, ring the warning bells to say, Donald, I know we got a lot of things to get to, but when it comes to priorities here, this is one that you need to really get somebody on, because not only is it something you haven't got to, but it's something that somebody in your administration, maybe the guy that wrote this, you know, New York Times piece or something, I don't know, but somebody is working with the United Nations groups under your nose, literally betraying us and advancing this effort, and we got to stop it and turn it around. Now, I'm not blaming it on Donald, but I am hoping if he listens to us in the news that he'll realize, you know what, I got to get somebody on that. And so it's really a plea to do something at this point more than anything, Larry.
I think that's well put. I think that's what we need to be doing as citizen activists, is to make sure that these concerns don't just get put on the shelf, but continue to be reiterated until they're addressed. Now, one of them that was right away, the president pulled us out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which was
amen, wonderful.
A super bad idea, an internationalist idea on steroids, and he pulled us out of that. Well, and it was a very visible target, and he knew about it, and he took us out. And my guess is that a lot of these things Donald Trump was doing with minimal staffing. I mean, he's got a lot of staff. He's a very wealthy guy. But from what I can tell about Donald Trump, he does watch Fox News. He himself, he has an independent, if you will, source of information coming into his White House now. It doesn't have to depend on staff. So even though I think by and large he's probably put in some really excellent people, there's another check right there on the information flow. I remember under Reagan, if you wanted to get something to Reagan's attention, editors of Human Events, this is before the internet, and you got an article in Human Events because people knew that Reagan read Human Events. And he'd get his copy of Human Events and see that something was going on that shouldn't be going on, and he'd go into his aides and flop the Human Events copy down on their desk and say, hey, I didn't know this was going on. Let's take care of this right away.
So, all right. Well, the reason I bring it up is the goal is to hopefully put it on the president's radar. And even if the president may or may not get wind of it from us, certainly people are monitoring our broadcasts and things like that. And I hope somebody, even the liberal news, can attack us over it if they want to, because that'll bring the issue out into the limelight. And then, hey, when we shine the light of truth on that baby, good things happen. So I don't care how it goes down. I'm not here to attack anybody, but I am here with Rand Paul and a very few others to bring the alarm bells up on this and say, hey, man, we've literally got people in the administration right now who are present at these planning meetings who have agreed to advance this agenda. And I don't know what a small arms, you know, or stockpile means, right? And I don't know what proper management of that means. And so we got to be very careful. Now let's bring it to even greater light. So that's happening. Now, the midterm elections are coming up, and I'm not really one that favors party, Larry. I'm not so sure that I think the Republicans are doing awesome and the Democrats are doing bad. I think it's the rest of us against the swamp monsters, personally.
Right.
But nevertheless, the elections are coming up, and hey, that's going to have a big swing about what's going to happen too, right?
It very definitely will, and I accept your caveat about the Republicans, and yet I'm and for the better part of decades, I've had the view that they're not necessarily entitled to my vote automatically. But I'm beginning to think that this election is one in which, if the House, for instance, were to go to Nancy Pelosi and Maxine Waters and others of that sort, the president would automatically be on defense dealing with an impeachment hearing. They were calling for his impeachment before he was sworn into office. There's nothing he's done that rises to the level.
Yeah, if our side was as rabid as their side, we might actually get something done, Larry.
Well, that's actually a pretty good point. Maybe we don't have to be
we don't have to be as belligerent, but we have to be as dedicated.
Exactly, and as tenacious, and not taking no for an answer, not going away until something gets done. And that's the one thing I've admired for a long time about the other side, is that no matter how much they've lost, they just keep coming back. And the Republicans, all too often, as soon as you say, oh, you're a radical, you're a racist, you're a misogynist, you're a homophobe, oh, no, and they wilt like a flower in the heat of summer.
And they run around, not me, I love black people. Well, let me tell you how it is for me, folks. I set aside race. I want to spend time with good people that share my ideals, and bad people that want to do me harm, I want to get away from me. I don't care what color they are.
That, I think, is the way it should be. And I think, typically, that's the thinking of people on the right. It's the left that uses race and so many other things to try to divide, because they have for a long time understood that if they can divide, they can conquer.
Our good buddy Jesse Lee Peterson makes your point. We syndicate his radio show on Liberty News Radio as well, by the way. But Jesse Lee Peterson has an article out that just came out, a couple days ago, I think. Media Matters hates black people. Jesse Lee Peterson. He highlights the exact point you're making.
Well, Jesse Lee is a guy that I've had the privilege of knowing for quite some time. And I think he's a very courageous guy. Any conservative black, frankly, gets my admiration, because they put up with, you and I have had many a bric-a-brat thrown at us over the years. It's nothing like the abuse that a conservative black takes. And my hat's off to them for not flinching. And Jesse Lee has been on the front line for a long time, and he just doesn't go away.
Amen to that. Not only that, he's Christian, so he's not just a black conservative, but you got a black conservative Christian that understands that God and family and country are the key. I mean, the guy's just a stalwart for liberty, and I love it. And we're grateful for his friendship and his involvement and his talk show and his writings and everything he does. You know, and then they would call him an Uncle Tom, and they'd call me pandering just because we're friends, right?
Something like that, because they have to resort to a personal attack, because if they get stuck on debating the issues, they get in trouble very quickly, because most Americans don't like socialism. And I think it's an indication of how much in a bubble some in the left live, that they're actually proudly proclaiming that they're socialist, and what they want to do is impose socialism. They assume, I guess, that none of us have heard of Venezuela, that the guns were taken away, and then the boot of dictatorship very quickly ended up on the necks of the Venezuelan people, and now people have already been dying of starvation.
Well, Larry, I'm saying that we ought to let a black man, Jesse Lee Peterson, and a blind man, Sam Bushman, come and debate them on race.
I think,
but see, they won't do it.
Something they couldn't stand up to.
But Jesse Lee has already agreed to come with me and stand together and talk about it with him, and then they claim white people won't talk about race. The problem is they'll lose and they know it. They'll get eaten alive. It'll be so in their face they won't be able to handle it. All right, Larry Pratt with us, gunowners.org in seconds.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I ask you, what is the KQ? You know, the kosher question. Most Americans will spend their entire lifetime purchasing food from the supermarkets while having no idea that almost every packaged food product on the grocery shelves is certified kosher. Indeed, the kosher question encompasses not only food and religion, but also affects our economics, politics, and our identity. In an effort to promote awareness to the kosher question, developers have published an app for your smartphone that features a database of food products that have not been kosher certified. The Kosher-tified app has prominent advertisement on TPC's homepage, or you can check out its website at thekosherquestion.com. With the cesspool of politics getting even deeper these days, why not leave the swamp and start eating in favor of your own interests? Check out thekosherquestion.com today and download the app.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
All right, happy to have you along. Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby, Larry Pratt, GunOwners.org. I'm a lifetime member of Gun Owners of America and highly recommend you become one as well. We're talking about the elections coming up, and I'm telling you right now, this could have a significant impact on what happens to your right to keep and bear arms, ladies and gentlemen. And that right shall not be infringed, but man, they're going after it big time. And I believe the elections coming up will have a big effect. Now, I agree that a Republican isn't the key. It's got to be the right Republican that understands their oath of office, that understands the proper role of limited government, that believes in constitutional carry and more. Is there any races around the country that we ought to specifically watch or things we ought to be aware of or things we can do, Larry?
Well, interestingly enough, the race in Texas, apparently, and I'm not sure this is an actual fact, but supposedly some of the polls and are showing that Ted Cruz in the United States Senate is in a close race against a guy who is clearly rejoicing in being an anti-American, Robert O'Rourke, who has adopted the phony Hispanic persona of the name Beto. Beto O'Rourke, he's about as Mexican as I am. In fact, I probably speak a lot more Spanish than he does, because I've been married to a lady from Central America for over 50 years, and that's what we speak at home.
And you're a racist. You probably hate your wife, huh?
You betcha.
These people are just nuts.
How you stay married for 50-some years. But,
by the way, bless you for your dedication to one of the principal institutions of the family, sir.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. But Mr. O'Rourke is a real poser, a phony right out of Central Casting, and yet he's apparently within about 5 points, if you believe the polls, which sometimes is a big if. Look how the Hillary Clinton was slam dunk to be the next president, according to those polls. But nevertheless, they're dumping on Ted Cruz big time, and that's a race that certainly has me concerned. I'm keeping an eye on that one because Ted Cruz has been one of the few in the United States Senate that's willing to actually stand up and do something besides kick the can down the road. So that's kind of a biggie.
All right, I want to show you how extreme, how unhinged, how psychotic, how the left is. Headline from Russia Today. You got to go to Russia Today to get this news, folks. Headline says this: where's John Wilkes Booth when you need him?
Oof.
Listen, Broadway star Carol Cook wants Trump assassinated. And there's a video about it, and so she's calling for the assassination of the Donald. I'm telling you right now, these people need to be arrested. You have your right to free speech, but you don't have the right for those kind of threats.
Sam, if
this is out of control.
Nobody on the right had said that while Barack Obama was president. They would have been in the hoosegow so fast, and probably deservedly so. That's a terrible thing to say, to call for the murder of anybody, much less the president of the United States, where there's been so much hatred fomented by the left. I think it's a very conscious policy to get people so opposed to him emotionally that they're hoping that somehow their base will rise up and prevail and bring them back into office. I think what they're going to find out is that this kind of ugly politics, it's boomeranged before, and I think it's boomeranging now. I think the so-called blue wave, the Democrat plan for victory in this forthcoming midterm election, I think it's already turning quite deep red. I think the Republicans might actually pick up a few in the House. That's certainly possible. And the idea that they're certainly going to lose the control of the House of Representatives, I don't think that's certain at all.
I pray you're right. And what I'm saying is these comments are so unhinged, though. I don't think that you should be able to kind of express those things. I get your free speech. But you know what? You don't have the ability to yell fire in the wrong places, okay? You don't have the ability to literally suggest that you want the assassination of somebody. I think it's gone way too far. And what happens is the media gives these people a pass. But I look at it and say, you know what?
Let's separate.
Let me be clear.
What happened to Congressman Scalise from Louisiana? He's doing something as offensive as participating in a baseball game before work one morning a few months ago, and a really hardcore left-wing socialist went and tracked down a bunch of Republicans that found the Republican team that was playing baseball, and shot him and almost killed him. That's the kind of thing that can happen with this kind of uncontrolled rhetoric, and it does have effects. It's not something that's just tea time and considering ideas in a vacuum. These ideas can have real life and death consequences, and I think that's something that we do need to keep in mind, that you can't, as you just pointed to, you can't holler fire in a crowded theater. That's not acceptable. That's something that should be dealt with very firmly by the law. When you've got people calling for the assassination of a president, they've gone too far.
Now, let me be very clear. Even my political enemies, not because they're enemies individually speaking, but because I disagree with their ideologies and I feel like what they're doing is very bad for the country, I would never want any of them assassinated. What I'd want them to do is be removed from office so they can't control policy. But I would never wish any harm to Hillary Clinton, to Barack Obama, to Henry Kissinger. I don't want these people dead. Why would I want such a thing? I'm not evil like that. And this just shows, that's what I mean, how unhinged they really are. I have never called for the violence towards anyone.
Well, these folks do it routinely, and they assume that it's okay when they do it, but when Donald Trump says that people ought to resist the attacks on them at his rallies, somehow he's calling for violence. Isn't that an interesting double standard? But that's the way the game is played, and we've got to deal with that. That's the world that we're in. Hypocrisy is one of the defining qualities of people on the left, and hopefully we don't indulge in that ourselves.
They say Jeff Sessions is open to investigating tech giants over antitrust stuff. You think Jeff has the guts to get it done?
Well, if he's open to it, I wonder how long he's going to be open before he does anything. It just seems to me that Jeff Sessions is not somebody who's very activist. I don't think he's a bad guy, but he just doesn't seem to get up and get going. Maybe he has a lot of ideas that you and I would find wonderful, but he's not somebody who seems to be interested in actually doing things. And that's a problem. There are people like that. Lots of opinions, but no do. And that's I think what we're dealing with. And hopefully after this election, the president will be able to find somebody else to be his attorney general.
All right. Anything else we need to kind of mention before we let you fly?
Well, sir, I think just making sure that we try to motivate everybody we know to go and vote in this coming election, because...
And it's not just about Republicans, ladies and gentlemen. It's about the right kind of Republicans, right?
That's right. While there's still a few primaries left, let's make those right choices, because otherwise we're going to be looking at a growing tyranny in this country. That's what the left has in store for us if we don't deal with it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we got a road to hoe.
Larry, here's a couple of quick headlines at least that would back you up, you know, tell people about how important it is. Right now, you've got Pelosi basically saying that, hey, she's pretty confident she'll be the Speaker of the House. That's a headline from Breitbart. And she says Dems will win House because some Republicans aren't going to fight us. And, you know, it's kind of like the Sessions thing you talk about. It just seems like some of them have so little fight in them. So
well, what would you do if you promised to get all kind of things done and you did none of it? Yeah.
Well, it's going to be up to the constituents, to folks like us around the country, to make sure that we go out and vote and that we get those that we know to go out and vote. This is not tiddlywinks, and we'd better win at the ballot box, because otherwise I don't even want to think about what might come next.
Well, and another thing, like you were talking about the Scalise, you know, shooting at a ball game. You know, here's one other headline, kind of ratchets it up from there. Police, knife-wielding man Farzad Fazeli attacked a Republican candidate while on anti-Trump rant. So this is right at some event, and, you know, he's just, you know, going at the guy with a knife.
And it's not just here. It's the right of center is being physically attacked in other places as well. The leading candidate for president in Brazil, Bolsonaro, was hit by a knife attack and put in the hospital. He was seriously injured by a left winger. We'd call him a Democrat here. This is a serious problem, that the left seems to have no problem justifying violence.
Not only justifying it, but they engage in it routinely while they run around and tell you how violent we are.
Exactly right. That's the hypocrisy factor that I was pointing to. And we're just going to have to get used to the fact that, yeah, we are dealing with too many people on the left who are hypocrites, and they don't see that they themselves are guilty of what they're projecting onto their political opponents. They want to convince the world that we're the ones that are violence prone, when actually, and that's because we want to carry a gun, for example, or to own a gun. And yet it turns out that the people on the left are the ones who actually all too often practice violence, political violence. They ought to be ashamed, and we need to call them out for it. And where are the condemnations from Nancy Pelosi of the near fatal attack on the presidential candidate in Brazil? Where's the Nancy Pelosi's condemnation of the attack on the Republican candidate in this country that you just referred to? All I can hear is crickets right now.
There you have it, Larry Pratt, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for your time. Keep up the good work. We got to stand together. We're separate. We might hang. These people are crazy, ladies and gentlemen. You can see it everywhere. Hey, I know the Republicans aren't perfect, and I know some of them are a big problem. I get it. Let's elect the right people to office this November, shall we? Thanks, Larry.
Thank you so much, Sam. Keep up the good work.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you right now, we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore this grand old republic, greatest country on the face of the earth. Ladies and gentlemen, LibertyRoundTable.com. Donate to the Widow's Mite Radio Network today. LibertyNewsRadio.com. We need your help. If you find us providing value to you, please reciprocate. We declare this nation shall endure. God Save the Republic of the United States of America.